早安。Whenever I stand up front like this, I feel very nervous.
每次我站在这里的时候，我总是觉得有点紧张。
But I remember that when I'm weak, God is strong.
但我记得神说，当我软弱的时候，神是坚强的。
Please pray with me.
请和我一同祷告。
Heavenly Father, I pray that your Holy Spirit will fill every brother and sister here.
天父啊，我祷告你的圣灵能够充满每一位弟兄姊妹。
Lord, we really want to hear from you.
主啊，我们真的是很盼望从你那里听到。
And not from me.
不是从我听到。
Or any of the other brothers.
或是任何一个弟兄们。
Lord, may you have mercy on us.
主啊，愿你有怜悯待我们。
We ask this in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣的名祷告。Amen.
If you have a Bible, please open with me to the book of Galatians.
如果你有圣经的话，请打开加拉太书。
Galatians chapter 3.
加拉太书第三章。
Galatians chapter 3, verse 3.
加拉太书第三章第三节。
Are you so foolish? After beginning with the Spirit, are you now trying to attain your goal by human effort?
你们既靠圣灵入门，如今还靠肉身成全吗？你们是这样的无知吗？
I plan to come back to this verse, so you can keep your finger on that page, but first I'd like to talk about love.
我待会儿回到这个经文，所以如果你把这些经文留在那边的话我们等一下会回到这些经文，但是我现在要谈爱。
What is love?
爱是什么？
Oftentimes I think love is like a feeling.
常常我觉得爱是一种感觉。
So if I feel like loving something, then I would love it.
所以如果我感觉我想要去爱，我就会去爱。
Certain people are lovable.
有些人是可爱的。
Other people are not.
有些人却不是。
And I love my family.
我爱我的家人。
And I love those things that are pleasing to me.
我也爱那些对我而言有喜乐的事情。
I love people that love me back.
我也喜欢爱那些能够回报我爱的人。
On the other hand, if somebody rejects me, then I would not love them.
但在另外方面，如果有人拒绝我的爱，我就不会去爱他。
If someone rejects my love, then I would reject them.
如果他拒绝我的爱，我也拒绝他们。
I think that's pretty natural, pretty regular, normal.
我想这是非常天然的、非常自然的事情。
The Greek word that's used in the Bible to describe God's love is agape.
在圣经中，希腊字里面用来描述神的爱是叫做 agape。
Because the New Testament was written in the language of Greek, and agape is the word that is used.
因为新约圣经是用希腊文写成的，这个字 agape 是用来描述神的爱。
Agape is God's love.
Agape 是神的爱。
This is a love that is more than a feeling.
这是一个超过感觉的爱。
It's a decision.
这是一个神的定规。
It's a commitment.
这是神的忠实。
God's love is a love that is unconditional.
神的爱是没有条件的爱。
So there are no strings attached to this love.
神的爱完全没有条件。
God loves us the way that we are.
神照我们的本相爱我们。
God's love is grace.
神的爱是恩典的。
It's a free gift that we don't deserve.
是我们所不配的一个白白的爱礼物。
We cannot earn God's love.
我们无法来赚到神的爱。
So, I think most people are familiar with John 3:16.
我相信很多人对约翰福音三章十六节非常熟悉。
For God so loved the world.
因为神爱世人。
Which is agape. For God so agape the world.
这里的爱就是用 agape 这个字，神爱世人。
Romans 5:8,
罗马书第五章第八节。
But God demonstrates His own love for us in this: while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us.
当我们还做罪人的时候，基督就为我们死，神爱在这里向我们显明了。
This is also agape.
这里的爱也是 agape.
God demonstrates His own agape for us.
因为神在此向他证明我们的爱，他向我们的爱。
So we all know that God loves everyone.
我们都知道神爱每一位人。
He loves the world.
他爱世人。
He loves sinners.
他爱罪人。
He loves you and me.
他爱你也和我。
I think that as Christians, we know all these things.
我们知道作为基督徒，我们都对这个非常清楚。
From the time that we're very small, we learn that, you know, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so.
因为从我们还小的时候，我们或许就学到说，耶稣爱我，因为圣经这样说。
And if you ask, you know, a lot of Christians and say, well, how do we know that God loves us?
如果你爱很多，你问很多基督徒说，你怎么知道神爱我们？
Because Jesus died on the cross.
然后是因为主耶稣在十字架上为我们死。
So we know these correct answers.
所以我们知道这是正确的答案。
We know that God loves us. He loved us on the cross.
我们知道神爱我们，因为他的爱是在十字架上。
But do we know that He loves us all the time?
但我们知道神是一直爱我们吗？
Not just one time, but all the time.
神并不只是一次单单爱我们，而是一直爱我们。
Because God's love is agape love.
因为神的爱是 agape 的爱。
It's love with no condition.
他的爱是没有条件的。
So there's nothing that we can do that would make God love us any less.
所以我们没有什么能叫我们做任何事情叫神爱向我们少一些。
God is love.
神就是爱。
That's from 1 John 4:16.
这是从约翰一书第四章第十六节。
He is agape.
因为那里讲到说他是 agape, 他是爱。
So we can say there's nothing that we can do that will make God love us any less.
所以我们可以这样说，我们不管做什么，不可能叫神少爱我们一些。
And then logically there's the other side to that.
当然从逻辑上来看，另外一方面可以这样说。
There's nothing that we can do that will make God love us any more.
我们也不可能做什么事情叫神爱我们更多一些。
Right now, God loves us completely.
因为就在这时候，神是用完全的爱爱我们。
He did not love us more in the past.
他并没有说在过去爱我们多一些。
He will not love us more in the future.
他也不会说在以后爱我们更多一些。
He loves us completely right now and forever.
因为他在现在，在永远，他一直是用完全的爱爱我们。
We may not know or experience this love.
也许在我们经历上我们还不完全认识这个爱。
But the fact remains.
但是这是一个事实。
God loves us more than anyone else can.
神比任何一个人能够更神比任何一个人都爱我们。
And He will never love us any more and He will never love us any less.
他不可能再爱我们更多，但是他也不可能再爱我们更少。
Because His love is not based upon us.
因为他的爱并不是根据我们。
And for this, I'm very thankful.
为了这个，我实在非常感谢主。
His love is not based on us; it is based on Him.
因为他的爱不是根据我们，而是根据于他。
And He is love.
而他是爱。
So I'd like to return back to Galatians chapter 3.
所以我想要回到加拉太书第三章。
And look at verses 1 through 5 and also verse 14.
我要再看从第一节看到第五节和第十四节。
So I will read first in English and then my brother will read in Chinese.
我先用英文念一遍，然后我的弟兄会用中文念一遍。
Galatians chapter 3 verses 1 through 5. You foolish Galatians, who has bewitched you?Before your very eyes, Jesus was clearly portrayed as crucified. I would like to learn just one thing from you. Did you receive the Spirit by observing the law or by believing what you heard? Are you so foolish? After beginning with the Spirit, are you now trying to attain your goal by human effort? Have you suffered so much for nothing, if it really was for nothing? Does God give you His Spirit and work miracles among you because you observe the law or because you believe what you heard?
加拉太书第三章第一节到第五节，无知的加拉太人啊，耶稣基督钉十字架已经活化在你们眼前，谁又迷惑了你们呢？我只要问你们这一件，你们受了圣灵是因行律法呢，是因听信福音呢？你们既靠圣灵入门，如今还靠肉身成全吗？你们是这样的无知吗？你们受苦如此之多，都是徒然的吗？难道果真是徒然的吗？那赐给你们圣灵，又在你们中间行异能的，是因你们行律法呢？是因你们听信福音呢？
And verse 14 from chapter 3, He redeemed us in order that the blessings given to Abraham might come to the Gentiles through Christ Jesus, so that by faith we might receive the promise of the Spirit.
第三章第十四节，这便叫亚伯拉罕的福，因基督耶稣可以临到外邦人，使我们因信得着所应许的圣灵。
In verse 1, Paul asks the Galatians, who has bewitched you?
在第一节，保罗问加拉太人说，谁又迷惑了你们呢？
And thankfully, for us, I think we are not, bewitched too much by the law of Moses.
感谢主，我想对我们而言，我们并没有被摩西的律法所困惑。
Because none of us probably were raised in the law of Moses.
我想也许我们之间没有一个人是在摩西的律法下长大的。
But many of us have created something that sets itself up against God.
但是或许我们之间有些人把我们设立一个这样的律法。
In just the same way as these Galatian Christians did.
正如在加拉太的基督徒一样。
When they set up the law of Moses in opposition to God's grace.
他们设立摩西的律法来反对神的恩典的时候。
For us, this is what I will call our imaginary Christian.
这是我这样称呼说，这是一个想象的基督徒。
The imaginary Christian is the Christian that we think that we should be.
想象的基督徒就是我们觉得我们应该是像那样的基督徒。
So this person always does everything right and is very spiritual.
那一个基督徒是他总是做对的事情，而且他总是非常属灵。
We can find a person like this described in Romans chapter 7.
我们可以在罗马书第七章里面找到一个对这样一个人的描述。
For what I do is not the good I want to do.
那里讲到说，我所做的并不是我所愿意做的善。
And this is that person.
这就是那个人。
This imaginary Christian who is doing the right thing.
这里有想象出来的基督徒，他一直想要做对的事情。
Each one of us has a different idea of what this Christian would be because this is our own imaginary Christian.
没有一个人能够完全知道这样的基督徒是怎么样，因为都是我们想象出来的。
So there's a number of rules and regulations that either consciously or subconsciously we have created for this imaginary Christian.
所以我们或许是有意识或者是潜意识的产生出很多规则来描述这样一个想象式的基督徒应该怎么做。
This person is much better than us and we will never be this person.
因为这个人比我们好了太多，而且我们也永远不可能达成像这样的一个人。
We try to live up to the standard that we've created, but we find that it's not satisfying.
我们试着想要达到我们自己手中所建立一个标准，但是我们发现我们都达不到。
Even if we do live up to certain things that we have determined that, you know, a Christian should do, still it doesn't bring us closer to God.
就算是我们达到那些我们所设立一些标准，但是我们仍然没有更接近神。
So then maybe we give up and we become resigned to the way that things are.
所以到最后我们就对我们眼前的现状我们就放弃了。
We accept this as normal, that this is just how life is.
我们就觉得说我们就接受这个现实说这就是人生吧。
I think that either consciously or subconsciously, then it comes back to the consciously or subconsciously, we think that God does not love us and accept us.
于是我们就认为，不管是潜意识或是有意识的，我们就觉得神不再那样爱我们了。
Because we are not living up to the standard that we have created.
因为我们觉得我们并没有活到我们自己所建立的一个标准的条件里面。
We try to live the Christian life under our own power and strength.
我们想要借着我们自己的能力，借着我们自己的力量来活出我们这样的一个基督徒。
In our fallen minds, obviously we do not know better than God.
当然我们知道我们不可能比神更认识。
Why do we reject His love?
我们为什么要拒绝他的爱呢？
It's not possible for us to live this Christian life.
因为靠我们自己，我们不可能过着这样一个基督徒的生活。
It's only possible for Jesus to live this life.
因为只有主耶稣，他才能活出这样的生活。
And he lives in us.
而主住在我们里面。
It's time to kill that imaginary Christian.
所以现在是时候来消灭那个想象出来的基督徒。
Galatians 2:16 says, "By observing the law, no one will be justified."
加拉太书第二章十六节这样说：“没有一人因行律法称义。”By
observing the law, no one will be justified.
没有一人因行律法称义。This
is talking about God's law.
这里是讲到神的爱。The
law of Moses.
神的律法，摩西的律法。If
you observe this law, you will not be justified.
如果你想要靠行这个律，你不可能称义。You
cannot grow closer to God by following His own laws.
你不可能只靠行律法能够更接近神。How
much more than any laws and rules that you make up for yourself?
更何况你自己所建立出来的规则呢？
Yeah, it doesn't work.
这不可能行得通。Our
life as a child of God is a story of grace.
我们作为神的儿女，我们的故事都是一个恩典的故事。We
are born by God's grace.
我们是因着靠着神的恩典而生。Naturally
and also spiritually as a Christian, we are born by God's grace.
我们不管在灵里面或在身体上，我们是靠神的圣灵而重生。We
live by God's grace.
我们是靠神的恩典而活着。We
grow by God's grace.
我们是靠神的恩典而成长。We
spend eternity with Him by God's grace.
我们仍然靠神的恩典与他能够永远同在。It
is God who does the work.
是神做成这样的工作。This
is a free gift that He gives to us.
这是神赐给我们白白的礼物。God
gives to us and we receive.
神赐给我们，然后我们领受。
Well, it's often difficult to receive.
当然，很多时候我们觉得这样领受好像有些困难。There
will be many struggles.
会有很多的挣扎。In
Hebrews 12:6, it says that the Lord disciplines those He loves.
希伯来书12章6节说，主所爱的他必管教。But
still, this fact remains that we can never earn God's love.
但这仍然是一个事实，就是我们永远不可能靠我们自己去赚得神的爱。
Because He already loves us completely.
因为他早就用完全的爱来爱我们。
In the book of Jude,
在犹大书,
in chapter, well, there's one chapter, in verse 4,
第四节,
it says that there's those who change the grace of our God into a license for immorality.
那也讲到说，将我们神的恩变作放纵情欲的机会。
And this is a horrible response to God's love and grace.
这对于神的爱和恩典是一个何等可怕的回应。
It's to use it as an excuse to do whatever we want.
因为他们把神的恩当作一个借口能够放纵的机会。
Because God loves us, He forgives us, so I can just do whatever I want.
只是因为神爱我们，他赦免我们，所以我们就可以任意而行吗？
And that may be true in a way.
也许在某些方面而言是对的。
But that will push you further away from God and from His love.
但是那会叫我们更远离神，更远离神的爱。
So I'd like to share with you a quick story of the opposite in my own life.
我想要很快的和各位交通一个我生活上一个反面的见证。
When I think that God's grace had the proper impact on me.
当我觉得神的恩典在我身上有一个一个反应。
So many of you already know this story, but I'll keep it short.
也许你们很多人听过我讲这样的故事，所以我会很快的带过。
I was a turning point in my life.
因为我那时候在我生命上有一个转捩点。
I believed in the Lord Jesus when I was 18 years old.
当我十八岁的时候，我接受了主耶稣基督。
And I was a student at the University of Washington.
当我在华大读书的时候。
In my first quarter.
在我刚开始的时候。
On December 3rd, 1990.
在1990年12月3日12月3号。
A couple weeks later was finals.
几周之后我们就要到期末考了。
And I had very bad study habits.
我读书读得并不好。
Very, very bad study habits.
我读书的习惯非常的差。
Because I didn't study.
因为我并没有去读书。
Because that's what I did in high school.
正如在我高中的时候一样。
I didn't study.
我并没有去读书。
I was taking the chemistry class.
我修了一门化学的课程。
Similar to high school chemistry.
和高中读的化学非常相像。
For the first 6 weeks.
在前六周的时候。
So my first two tests, I got A's.
在我考前两个测验的时候，我都拿很好的成绩 A.
For my third test.
在我考第三次测验的时候。
I got a C minus.
我就拿了一个 C minus, C 减。
Because that was new material that we didn't cover in high school.
因为那里面的考试内容有些是我们高中没有学过的。
The final was coming, which was half of my grade.
所以当最后期末考来的时候。
So instead of studying, I went skiing.
我并没有去读书，我反而跑去滑雪。
And the final was at night.
期末考试在晚上。
So I thought that I would read the book and study during the day.
所以我也想说我可以在白天的时候能够来读书，来预备考试。
But then it snowed that day.
但是那一天下了雪。
So I played in the snow.
所以我在雪地里面玩耍。
All day.
整天都在玩。
Until about half an hour before the test.
直到考试前半小时。
And then I opened the book.
然后我打开书。
And then I was very afraid.
我那时候非常的害怕。
Because I didn't know anything.
因为我什么都不知道。
I went to the test.
然后我就去考试了。
And I was still very afraid.
我仍然非常的害怕。
I thought,This is the end.
我觉得这就是这是我的终结了。
Our teaching assistant gave us the tests.
当助教把这个考卷发出来的时候。
And we waited for our professor to arrive.
我们就等我们的教授来到。
But it had snowed about 10 inches.
但那天下雪下了差不多十寸。
And our professor lived in Woodinville.
我们的教授是住在 Woodinville 这个区域。
And there was traffic jams everywhere.
在那一天到处都是交通阻塞。
And our professor didn't come.
我们的教授就没有来。
And they had this very strange rule.
他们有一个非常奇怪的规则。
And they said, well, if your professor's not here, then you don't have to take the exam.
他们这样说，如果你的教授没有出现，那你就不需要来考试。
I was so happy.
我实在非常的高兴。
Yeah, I'd only been a Christian for a couple weeks.
那时候我才刚刚成为基督徒没有几周。
I said, praise the Lord.
我说赞美神。
I turned to my friend, I said, this is a miracle.
我转向我的朋友说啊，这实在是一个神迹。
And he wasn't a Christian.
当然他并不感兴趣。
He said, well, I don't know, I don't know, maybe I want to take the test.
然后他的反应是说，我不知道，我其实我是很想考这个试的。
I said, no, are you crazy? There's no test.
然后我跟他说，你疯了吗？现在不用考试了。
And that was God's mercy.
其实那是神的怜悯。
And then I found out also that they said, well, you can drop one of your other grades.
他们那时候也有说，你可以你可以drop out， 就是 放弃这个课程。如果你觉得你的成绩不好，你可以放弃注册这门课程。
We won't count one of your other tests.
那我们就不会把你这个考试的成绩列进来。
And I'd never really understood how they did the grades for this chemistry class.
我从来不知道他们是如何来评分我们这些考试的成绩。
But after that, that they were going to drop one of my grades, I couldn't believe it.
但那之后呢，他们决定说要把其中我有一个比较差的成绩可以不列入考入计分。
So in that class, I ended up with an A.
所以那门课我最后得到的成绩是 A。
And the next day they canceled all the finals, and the day after they canceled all the finals, and all those people had to make up their finals in January.
接连下来两天呢，他们就把期末考都取消了，所以所有那些学生都必须在以后来补考。
But that one night final for Chemistry 140, we just gotta forget about it.
但是呢，那一天我要考的化学考试呢，他们却完全就取消了，不需要重考。
We didn't have to make it up.
我们也不需要去重考。
We didn't have to count it.我们也
不需要把那个考试成绩算作我们的成绩中。
And I was just full of praise.
我那时候实在是充满了赞美。
Because I really deserve to fail that class.
因为我觉得我实在是那堂课我实在是只是配的一个 F.
And if I had a C in that class, I would have felt really happy.
因为如果我拿到 C 的话，我就会觉得非常的高兴了。
But I got an A in that class.
但是那门课我却拿了 A。
Which I totally didn't deserve.
是我完全不配得的。
And I knew that that was God's grace.
所以我知道那是神的恩典。
And so when the next quarter started,
所以当下一学期开始的时候，
and I took the next chemistry class,
我就在选了下一门的化学课。
And I studied.
然后我就读书努力。
And I changed my study habits for all my classes.
所以我把我读书的习惯完全都改过来了。
Because I knew that God had been gracious to me.
因为我看到说神实在向着我有恩典。
And in experiencing His love and His grace, it changed me.
因为在经历他的恩典和他的爱中，这改变了我。
And by God's grace, I also received an A in that class as well.
然后靠着神的恩典，我在那门课也仍然拿了 A.
But there was no snowstorms in the end of the.March there.
但是在三月结束的那时候，没有任何的暴风雪。
So I did take that final.
所以我考了期末考。
And I think that for me, this was a big turning point in being touched by God's grace and responding to it.
所以对我而言，我觉得这是一个很大的转捩点，因为我碰到神的恩典，然后那恩典改变了我。
So I think it's very important for us to always remember our God is so gracious.
所以我觉得这是很重要的，对我们而言，我们应该记得神是恩典的神。
And He's so loving to us.
他是如此的爱我们。
In practical ways.
不准在实际的生活上。
But most importantly in spiritual ways.
但是更重要的是在我们灵命的生活上。
In our relationship with Him.
在我们和他的关系里面。
So,Kill the imaginary Christian.
所以我们现在要消灭那个我们想象出来的基督徒。
Replace this imaginary Christian with faith in Jesus.
我们要靠着向着主耶稣的信心来取代这个想象出来的基督徒。
Receive and rest in God's love.
我们要来接受而且安息在他的恩典里面。
我们先来读一段圣经。
First read the Bible.
请弟兄姐妹打开罗马书第十二章，我们来读第五节。
Please turn to Romans chapter 12, verse 5.
罗马书第十二章第五节，你们这许多人在基督里成为一身，互相联络做肢体，也是如此。
Romans 12:5. So in Christ, we who are many form one body.And each member belongs to all the others.
我们感谢主 Scott 弟兄跟我们交通到神的恩典和爱。
We thank the Lord, our brother Scott shared on God's, the Lord's grace and love.
和他对这些恩典和爱的反应。
and his response to God's grace and love.
我们知道在罗马书第十二章，保罗在这里边讲到了神一个非常对基督徒一个非常大的心意。
We know that in chapter 12, Paul shares on the will of God.
一开始的时候，他提到你们将身体献上，当作活祭。
And at first, he speaks of offering your bodies as a living sacrifice.
这是神所喜悦的服事。
And this is a pleasing service to the Lord.
并且借着这样的心意更新而变化，使我们更多的查验神善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
And through this renewal of our spirit, then of our mind, then we're able to approve and test what God's will is.
所以我们注意到，在罗马书第十一章，保罗提到了恩典，提到了神借着恩典拯救了外邦人。
Previously in chapter 11, Paul spoke of how grace saved the Gentiles.
然后他给基督徒一个非常宏大的画面。
And then he presented a picture for the Christians.
但是接下来呢，在罗马书第十二章、十三章和十四章，他把这个神的心意向我们做了非常具体的解释。
But in chapters 12 through 14, he spoke very clearly on God's will.
我觉得就是刚才 Scott 弟兄所讲他自己那个生命的改变，就是我们的心意更新而变化。
And what our brother Scott shared of was the renewing of our mind.
常常我觉得读罗马书第十二章头两节，觉得是一个非常大的画面。
And these first two verses in chapter 12 have always given me a great impression.
但是后来我们发现保罗在这里边所讲的非常具体。
But we see that Paul is very concrete when he speaks.
可以说他涉及到我们基督徒生活的各个方面。
And he speaks of all aspects of our Christian life.
那么今天我自己的感动呢，是就在第五节，我们彼此做肢体，彼此服侍这一点上和弟兄姐妹有些交通。
And so my burden today is to share on the members of the one body.
我感觉呢，当我来思想要交通什么时候
When I was thinking about what I should share on,
好像里边一直有这个感动要交通肢体之间的服事。
I had this burden to share on the service of the members within a body.
但是我又非常惧怕，因为在这个方面我学习得很差。
But I was also afraid because in this aspect, I do not do so well.
所以今天是借着神的恩典，让我们一同来学习，彼此来鼓励。
And so through the Lord's grace, we will learn together and encourage each other.
我们知道神今天在地上所建造的最大的工作是他的教会。
We know that God's greatest work on earth today is to build up his church.
保罗在提摩太后书里面告诉我们说，教会是永生神的家。
And in 2 Timothy, Paul says that the church is the eternal house of God.
我们知道神赐给我们地上都有一个自己的家。
And we know that on this earth, we all have our homes.
这是神给我们每个人的一个极大的礼物。
And this is a great gift from God.
因为在这个家里边，我们可以彼此相爱，彼此相顾。
Because in our homes, we can love each other.
但是神给我们一个更大的礼物，就是这个属神的家，属灵的家。
But he gave us an even greater gift, and that is our spiritual home.
就是他的教会。
And that is his church.
所以我们要为着这个家，为着这个属灵的家，为着教会感谢他。
And so for the spiritual home, the church, we give him thanks.
我们特别要珍惜他所给赐给我们这个家。
And we are to appreciate this home that he's given.
我觉得天下的基督徒都是属于神这个家中的一员。
Because all Christians are members of this family.
但是神特别给我们一个属于我们自己能够触摸到的我们当地的聚会。
But then he also gives us our local church, a place where we can be.
就好像我们一出生作为人类，我们都是人类的一个分子。
Like when we are born, we are part of the human race.
但是我们需要有自己的父母亲，有我们的弟兄姐妹和我们在每天的生活中相处。
But we need our parents and our siblings to live our lives.
所以我们需要有一个属于我们自己聚会的地方。
So we also need our own meeting place.
所以我们感谢神把我们每位弟兄姐妹借着他的全能放在西雅图基督的教会。
And so we thank the Lord through His power, He has gathered us together here.
让我们在这里边彼此操练，彼此服侍，彼此一同长进。
So that here we can mutually encourage and learn and serve.
我觉得对于这个地方性的家
，and for these this local family,
我们应该有一种所属感。
We have this a feeling of familiarity,
belongings,
还
有一种参与感。
And of participating.
我们应该把我们放在这个家里边作为他的一个成员。
And so in this house, we are an active member in it.
基督徒在地上是客旅。
And Christians on this earth, we are but travelers.
但是在神的家中，我们不能做客人。
But in God's house, we cannot be a visitor.
我们更不应该是外人。
And moreover, we should not be a foreigner.
所以我想，我们应该每个人都对我们这个家有一个所属感，有一种参与感。
And so in this house, we ought to have a feeling of belonging and participation.
因为只有这样，我们才能够真实的在神的建造中彼此被连接。
Because only so can we be truly connected, in Christ.
在这个家中应该有供应，有爱。
And in this family, there is to be provision and love.
那神在我们这个聚会中的供应，就是他话语被解开的时候。
And God's provision is when His words are revealed during the meetings.
当然，我们知道神是厚赐百物的神。
Of course, we know that our God is the God of all things.
但是我感觉到在他聚会中最大的供应是他当他话语被解开的时候。
But I feel that His greatest provision is when His word is revealed during the meeting.
他成为我们属灵的粮食。
He becomes our spiritual food.
成为我们走前面道路的光。
And our light as we walk in this path.
在这个聚会中也应该有爱。
And in this meeting, there ought to be love.
Scott 弟兄刚才提到我们的神是那种全能的爱 是一种无私的爱。
Our brother Scott spoke of how God's love is a complete and unconditional love.
他主耶稣告诉我们说，你们若彼此相爱，世人就知道你是我们的门，你是我的门徒了。
And God's word says that if you love one another, then people on this earth will know that you are disciples of God.
所以我们彼此相爱，不光是在弟兄姐妹们能够彼此被建造。
And so as we love one another, we are not only edified.
也是我们为主耶稣做见证最大的一个见证。
But it is also one of the greatest testimonies we give.
因为当世人看见我们彼此相爱的时候，他就知道我们是一群不一样的人。
Because when people on this earth see that we love one another, they see that we are a different group of people.
我们是耶稣基督的门徒。
We are disciples of Jesus Christ.
我自己感觉呢，对于这个聚会，我们也有责任来保护它。
And I feel that for these meetings, we have the responsibility to maintain them.
我们都知道保护我们地上自己的家。
We know how to protect our house on earth.
特别是做弟兄的。
Especially the brothers.
做父母亲的。
The parents.
我们都在保护我们自己的家。
We're protecting our own homes.
今天对于这个属灵的家，我们也要保护它。
And for the spiritual house, we are to protect it as well.
我们要借着我们的祷告。
Through our prayers.
保护他免受仇敌的攻击。
To protect it against the attacks of the enemy.
我们更要保守他的合一。
And we're to protect its unity.
因为这个合一是神对他儿女最大的一个心意。
Because its unity is one of the greatest wills of God for His people.
我们看到主耶稣他临上十字架的时候。
We see that when Jesus went on the cross.
在约翰福音第十七章中间他的祷告。
In John chapter 17, he had a prayer.
他多次提到了这个合一。
He spoke many times of unity.
所以我们有责任来保护教会里边这个合一。
And so we have the responsibility to protect this unity.
要放下我们自己，寻求在神里边的合一。
To let go of our pursuit of unity in the Lord.
我们也要在这个家中呢，学习做仆人。
And in this house, we learn to be servants.
我们应该献出自己的服事。
To serve in this house.
做仆人，我感觉首先应该有一个做仆人的心，这是非常重要的。
And to be a servant, we first must have a heart of a servant.
因为我们的心表现出我们的希望，表现出我们的渴求，也表现出我们的兴趣。
Because our heart shows our hope and what we long for and our desires.
圣经告诉我们说，我们一生的果效都是由心发出。
And the Bible says that all things in our life starts from our heart.
心是我们动力的源泉。
The heart is the source of our motivation.
是我们最想做什么，我们最关心的是什么。
It shows what we want to do and what we most care for.
都反映在我们这个心人的最深处，在我们的心里。
It is all reflected from our heart.
它也代表着我们的热情。
It also shows our fervent.
神让我们用全心尽全力来服侍他。
He wants us to serve Him with all our strength and heart.
那不是责任，乃是从我们心里边出来的热情。
And that is not a duty, but rather a fervency from our heart.
这样的一个心智可以改变我们在服事上的态度。
And so such an attitude can change our service.
我常常觉得神并不在乎于我们做什么。
I feel that God does not care what we do.
乃是在我们心意更新而变化中间所产生出来那个态度。
But rather in the renewal and transforming of our mind, our new attitude.
所以我们应该在这个方面向神求，求他给我们一个这样的心智。
And so in this aspect, we can ask the Lord to provide us with such a heart.
让我们不但从神那边得祝福，也成为众人的祝福。
So not only do we receive blessing from God, but we can also bless others.
神给我们一个这样的生命。
And God gives us a life.
他也给我们每一个人都有恩赐。
And he also gives us gifts.
他这个恩赐在哥林多前书第七十二章第七节里面讲到，是为了团体的益处。
And in these, in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, it speaks of how these gifts are for the group.
而圣灵显在个人的身上，是要人得益处。这里边后边这个人是指团体。
And the manifestation of these gifts is for the common good for all.
如果我们在这个聚会当中不使用神所赐给我们的恩赐，那么我们就亏负了我们的弟兄姐妹们。
We shortchange our brothers and sisters if we do not use these spiritual gifts in meetings.
如果弟兄姐妹们不使用他们的恩赐呢，我们就都彼此亏负。
And if brothers and sisters do not use our gifts, use their gifts, then we are all at a loss.
我觉得主耶稣在马太福音第二十五章对这件事情讲的最清楚。
And in Matthew chapter 25, Jesus speaks clearly on this.
弟兄姐妹们对这一章经文都非常熟悉，这里边主耶稣有一个比喻。
Jesus speaks of a parable here.
是马太福音第二十五章十四节到第三十节。
That is Matthew chapter 25 verses 14 through 30.
第一开始的时候，他说天国又好比一个人往外国去。
And he says that again, it is like a man going on a journey.
后来呢，他就讲到这个主人分派给他的仆人有不同的恩赐。
And later it speaks on how this master gave different talents to his servants.
有的得了五千。
Some had five talents.
有的得了两千。
Others two.
有的得了一千。
And still others one.
那接下来我们就看见这个仆人对这些恩赐的不同的使用和反应。
And we see how these different servants use the talents they have received.
以及主耶稣当他们回来算账的时候对他们的评价。
And so when the master came, he had comments about their service.
这里边我们看见一个事实，就是没有仆人没有得到的。
Here we see a reality that there is no servant that did not receive any.
我们常常觉得我们没有恩赐。
Oftentimes we feel that we have no talents.
我觉得我可能和在座的很多弟兄姐妹们都有这样同样的感觉，我们好像没有什么恩赐，我们怎么来服事？
And we feel that we have no talents, so how can we serve?
但是我们看见这里边神没有提到他没有不给他仆人恩赐的时候。
But we see here that the Lord did not give, he gave everyone some talent.
所以我不知道这是不是一种倾向，就是那些得恩赐少的人呢，反倒容易把这些恩赐埋了吗？
But I think it may be rather ironic that those who receive fewer talents actually buried them.
我觉得至少在我的生活中和我接触的弟兄姐妹中间，这是一种倾向 tendency.
Oh, and I feel that maybe in my own life it is a tendency to bury these talents.
记得当我一开始信主的时候，在佛罗里达认识一位牧师。
I remember when I first became a Christian, I knew a pastor in Florida.
他可能是像我们 Scott 弟兄一样，在年轻的时候就信主。
And like our brother Scott, he received the Lord when he was young.
他一直感到神在他里边有一个呼召，让他来更多的来服侍他。
And he always felt that he had a calling to serve the Lord more.
但是他常常觉得自己是没有恩赐的人，怎么来服侍神呢？
But oftentimes he felt that he had no gifts, so how was he to serve?
但有一天，他和他的朋友们到海边去玩耍。
But one day he went to the beach with his friends.
他就看见一个人坐在轮椅上。发给很多过路的人一些东西。
And he saw a man in a wheelchair passing out things to people.
所以当他走近的时候呢，他也从这个坐在轮椅上这人拿到一个单张。
And so as he passed, he also received the pamphlet from the man in the wheelchair.
当他打开这个单章的时候
，and as he opened it，
他的心里边受到了强烈的震惊。
He was strongly moved in his heart.
我们这位坐在轮椅上的弟兄是在为神传福音发单章。
Because the man in the wheelchair was passing out gospel tracts.
他不会讲话。
He could not speak.
他只能发出一些声音，叫啊这样的声音。
He could only utter some sounds.
所以我们的弟兄低头看一下自己。
And so our brother looked at himself.
他说我是一个能走路会讲话的人。
And he said, I am a person who can speak and walk.
为什么我不能来服侍神呢
？Why can't I serve God？
我们这位弟兄他不会讲话，他不能走路，可以他，但是他能够被神所使用。
This brother who cannot walk and who cannot speak is actually being used by God。
这件事情改变了他整个的人生。
And so this event changed his entire life。
后来他被神大大的使用，成为许多人的祝福。
And later he was greatly used by God and blessed many。
这件事情实际上也在我的生活中。有很大的激励。
And so this also was a great encouragement in my own life.
因为我也是一个觉得自己没有恩赐不能服侍的人。
Because I am also one who feels that I have no gifts and cannot serve God.
当我信主大概五六年之后，我还从来没有做过见证。
Even 5 or 6 years after I became a Christian, I had never given a testimony.
后来在林肯的时候。我们的弟兄姐妹们说，这次你一定要做见证了。有一次那个大的福音布道会。
But later in Lincoln, during a great, big, gospel conference, the brothers there said that, I had to, share my testimony.
我心里边真的是非常非常的惧怕。
And, I was truly afraid.
所以我就只能来到神的面前祷告。
So I could only come before the Lord in prayer.
我那一周我在神面前花了许多的时间祷告。
And that week I spent much time in prayer before the Lord.
直到祷告到我忘记了周围的人。
To a point where I forgot about the people around me.
只看见主耶稣他为我上十字架。
And all I saw was Jesus Christ on the cross for me.
他为我降卑。
And he humbled himself.
他离开了天上来到一群卑微有罪的人中间。
He left the heavens and came to a man.
他为我受羞辱。
And he was mocked for me.
最终走上了十字架。
And at the end, he went on the cross.
我也看见了他如何用他巧妙慈爱的手带领我认识他。
And I saw how he led me to know him through his miraculous hands.
并且在我的生活当中，在我的家庭当中，施下了各样的恩典和祝福。
And in my life and my family, how he gave me all kinds of blessings.
所以我就忘记了其他人会对我怎么看。
And so I forgot about how others would see me.
可以克服我自己的在自身里边的恐惧。
So I could overcome my own fear.
站起来为主做见证。
To stand up and testify for my Lord.
我也看见神在许多的弟兄姐妹中间做这样的工作。
And I saw how the Lord worked like this in many other brothers and sisters.
前些年在大学区有一位弟兄，我们请他做见证。
A few years ago in the U District, we had a brother share his testimony.
他平时也是特别不愿意讲话的一个人。
And normally he is one that does not speak much.
他现在不在我们中间，搬到外地去了。
And now he has moved away.
就在我们的福音聚会开始之前，我们大家一起用饭。
And as our gospel meeting was to begin, we were eating dinner.
他就说哎呀我怎么办呢我怎么办呢我真的是好紧张。
And he said, what am I supposed to do? I'm so nervous.
我也真是能够感觉到他里边真的是很紧张。
And I could feel that he was really nervous.
那我说我们就只能来到主的面前一起祷告。
So I told him, we should come before the Lord to pray.
所以我们有几位弟兄姐妹陪着他祷告。
And so a few of us, prayed with him.
那一天当他站起来的时候。
And that day when he stood up,
他真的是非常非常的释放。
He was really set free.
我现在已经不记得他具体做见证的内容。
And I do not recall the exact content of his testimony.
但是当他站起来那个样子，在我心中所留下那个形象，到今天还是那样的清楚。
But the image of him standing there is still very clear to me today.
他在主里面是那样的释放。
In the Lord, he was free.
神给了我们每个人都有恩赐。
The Lord has given all of us gifts.
只要我们愿意来到他的面前，他就会给我们勇气来使用这些恩赐。
As long as we are willing to come before him, he will give us the courage to use them.
成为众弟兄姐妹们的祝福。
So that we can be blessings to all brothers and sisters.
一同在建造神的教会。
To build up God's church.
我觉得这还不仅仅是在地上一些服事的事情。
And not only is it some service on earth.
因为每次当我读到马太福音第二十五章十四节的时候。
Because every time I read Matthew 25:14.
我觉得这里边主耶稣说天国好像一个人往外国去。
Says the kingdom of heaven is like a man going on a journey.
但我接下去再读这段经文的时候，就觉得主耶稣没有提到天国的事。
But as I continue reading, I wonder why he didn't speak of the kingdom of heaven.
我好像觉得非常的困惑。主耶稣开始提到了天国，后来就讲到了恩赐的使用和服事和中心的事情。
Because he begins with the kingdom of heaven, but then moves on to speak of talents.
直到前些天，我在主面前在对这段经文有点祷告的时候。
Until a few days ago, as I was praying before the Lord.
有两句话呢。就出现在我的心中。
Two words appeared before me.
那第一句在 这节经文里边出现了两次，第二十一节和第二十三节。
They're in verse 21 and 23.
说可以，二十一节和二十三节的最后说可以进来享受你主人的快乐。
At the end of these two verses, it says, "Come and share your master's happiness."
第二处呢，在第三十节说丢在。外边黑暗里，在那里哀哭切齿。
The second part is in verse 30, where it says, "They will throw that worthless servant outside into the darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth."
哦，所以我里边突然间有一个很深的感觉。
And so I had a deep impression within me.
这里边主耶稣提到说，进来享受你主人的快乐。
Here our Lord Jesus said to come and enjoy your master's happiness.
就丢在外边，在那里哀哭切齿。
But then to throw outside into the darkness where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth.
主耶稣讲到了天国的实际。
Jesus spoke of the kingdom of heaven.
而这个实际是和我们在地上如何来服侍他，向他忠心有直接关系的。
And this reality has a direct relation to our service on this earth.
我们知道神让我们得救，每个弟兄姐妹都进了神的国。
We know that all of us who are saved have entered the kingdom of God.
但是天国是神对他子民一个特别的奖赏。
But the kingdom of heaven is a special blessing for the others.
所以我觉得在新的一年里
，So in this new year，
我们弟兄姐妹们应该靠着神的恩典。
Through God's grace,
借着他的爱，更多的来到他的面前。
And through His love, we can come before Him more.
在我们小事上向他有忠心。
To be faithful in the small things,
我们就可以进去享受他所赐给我们的快乐。
And then we can enter and share with His happiness.
但我们的服事是建立在我们的生命基础之上。
Of course, our service is built on the foundation of our life.
这个生命要借着我们平时在主里边的追求和向他的亲近。
And this life requires daily pursuit after the Lord and drawing near to Him.
借着我们个人在他的面前的读经和祷告建立起来的。
It is built up through our daily Bible reading and prayer.
然后我们这个生命要在这个团体里边彰显出来。
Then our life will be manifest in this congregation.
这是神的建造。
And this is the building up of God.
愿2007年我们每位弟兄姐妹在神面前都被算得上数。
May we all be counted in 2007.
真兄。
非常受两位弟兄给我们交通的激励。
I am encouraged by the sharing of my two brothers.
我愿和弟兄姊妹们在新年的开头有一点的勉励。
And I also have a few words for brothers and sisters in the new year.
当我知道我们弟兄们要交通的和我要交通的这样连在一起的时候，我知道这正是圣灵今年在我们心中要做的工作。
I knew that the Holy Spirit was to work here today as I found out that my sharing was in line with my brothers.
那么请弟兄姊妹和我一同来念两处经文。
We will read two passages from Scripture.
回处是在提摩太前书第四章。
The first is in 1 Timothy chapter 4.
我们读第四章第七节。
First Timothy chapter 4 verse 7.
我们把中文念一次，把英文也念一次。
We will first read in Chinese.
提摩太前书四章第七节。弟兄姊妹都翻到以后，我们中文先念一次，四章第七节，来，只是要弃绝那世俗的言语和老妇荒谬的话，在敬虔上操练自己。英文。
Have nothing to do with godless myths and old wives' tales. Rather train yourself to be godly.
在这里我们特别注意到操练两个字。
Here we see the word train.
好，接着我们来读彼得前书二章二十一节。
Next, we will read 1 Peter chapter 2 verse 3.
彼得前书二章二十一。
Chapter 2 verse 21.
彼得前书二章二十一节。好，我们也是中文先念一遍，一起来。你们蒙召原是为此，因基督也为你们受过苦，给你们留下榜样，叫你们跟随他的脚踪行。
To this you were called, because Christ suffered for you, leaving you an example that you should follow in his steps.
我们特别注意到叫你们跟随他的脚踪行。
And we notice that we should follow in his steps.
我们感谢主 ，Scott 弟兄跟我们交通到，我们的神是恩典的神。
We thank the Lord, our brother Scott shared how our God is a God of grace.
他恩典的具体表现就是爱。
And the manifestation of this grace is his love.
因为受到这个爱的激励，让我们弟兄生命有这么美丽的改变。
And because of this encouragement and love.There was a great change in our brother's life.
让他受主爱的激励，全心全力的爱主。
And as he was encouraged by God's love, he was able to love the Lord.
玛丽弟兄跟我们交通到，在基督的身体中，我们来学习做一个好肢体。
And our brother Mali spoke of how, we can be members of Christ's body.
不仅是做一个肢体。
To not only be a member.
乃是要做一个好的肢体。
But to be a good member.
不仅是做一个基督徒,
and not only to be a Christian.
乃是在身体中尽肢体当有的功用,
but to fulfill your function as a member of the body.
那我们来学习爱肢体,
to learn to love the body.
更要爱身体,
and the members.
Body.
To love the members and to love the body.
爱个人更爱教会。
To love the individual and to love the church.
Love church more. 感谢主，这是主的心意。
We thank the Lord, this is His will.
主说，爱乃是联络全身的。
He says that love covers entire body.
爱才能够把全身联络起来。
And love is only love is able to connect the entire body.
今天借着救恩，主已经在圣灵里把爱浇灌在我们心中。
And through salvation, God has poured His love to us.
如果我们是一个好肢体的话，这个爱就不会受到拦阻。
If we are good members, then this love will not be hindered.
全身就会被爱联络整齐。
And the entire body will be connected by love.
全身就会被爱所充满。
And the entire body will be filled with love.
那主给我的感动就是，我们今年要操练。
And so my burden today is that we need to train.
弟兄们跟我们交通的这些，若是只停留在我们的知识在头脑里边的话
，If the sharings only stay in our mind,
对我们是毫无益处
，then they are worthless to us.
也神不能够接受的
，and God cannot accept it.
所以操练是我们今年每个弟兄姊妹应当紧紧记得的。
And so training is something we need to remember this year.
我们一年听了很多的道。
We hear many messages throughout the year.
但可能很多的时候我们都是听了就过去。
But many times we listen and it passes.
但今年我们紧紧的记住是要操练这些所听见的道。
But this year, may we remember to train. These things that we have heard.
叫他以我们的信心能够相合。
so that it can be in unity with our faith.
主感动我，就是操练什么呢？
And so what do we train for?
就是要来效法我们的主耶稣基督。
We train to follow after our Lord Jesus.
跟随他的脚踪行。
To follow in his footsteps.
今天我少讲一点。
I will share less today.
我们来唱一点诗歌。
So, I have a hymn.
我们来唱诗歌381首。
Hymn 381.
这首诗歌我们平常很少有机会唱。
We do not sing this hymn often.
但是却是一首非常宝贵的诗歌。
But it is a precious hymn.
它说出我们的主耶稣基督在地上怎样走过他的一生。
And it speaks of how our Lord Jesus walked this earth.
怎么样来服侍我们这些罪人。
How he served us sinners.
也说出许多爱主的弟兄姊妹们。
And it speaks of many brothers and sisters who love the Lord.
他们的一生就是这样跟随主的脚踪行。
How they followed in his footsteps.
把生命奉献出来。
And sacrificed their lives.
没有唱过这首诗歌的弟兄姊妹举个手。
Please raise your hand if you have never sung this hymn.
可能很多都没唱过，所以我们一起来学好不好？我请素心姊妹来给我们诗起啊。我们第一次，我们可以稍微慢一点点啊。我们大家就一起来学好吗？会唱的大声一点啊。我爱在素心姊妹的家唱这首诗歌。
One time we were at our sister's house singing this hymn.
她说每次他们想唱这首歌的时候，她的妈妈就说我们不配唱。
And every time they have wanted to sing this hymn, their mother will say, we are not worthy to sing it.
是的，我觉得我们不配唱。
And truly, we are not worthy to sing this.
但我觉得我们要学着唱。
But we need to learn to sing.
我们要效法我们的主。
To follow after our Lord.
我们愿意来跟随他的脚踪。
And to follow his steps.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
今天主把我们摆在这个身体里头。
Today the Lord has placed us in this body.
他真是有一个荣耀的旨意。
And he has a glorious will.
他真是要把我们个个都成全。
To complete all of us.
他要在这个身体成为他一个美丽见证的器皿。
So that this body will be a beautiful vessel.
但如果我们不操练十字架的功课。
But if we do not train in the lesson of the cross.
再荣耀的旨意。
No matter how glorious the will.
再大的盼望。
No matter the hope.
都没有办法叫神的心意得到成就。
None of these can accomplish the will of God.
所以觉得我们是应当起而行的时候。
And so it is time to rise and to do.
我们要起来操练。
To train.
叫住在我们里面的主不受到我们的拦阻。
So that the Lord that lives within us will not be hindered.
就是诗歌的作者是我们亲爱的尼托生弟兄。
The author of this hymn is Brother Watchman Nee.
他一生就是照着这个诗歌来侍奉神。
He served the Lord according to this hymn.
从他蒙恩得救。
From when he was saved.
到他认识主的旨意。
To when he knew the will of God.
不顾所有的反对。
And he did not care of all rejection.
不怕误会，不怕孤单。
And he was not afraid of being misunderstood.Or being lonely.
尽他从主所领受的职分，服侍了他那一代的圣徒。
And through the gifts given to him by God, he served the saints in his time.
今天我们唱他的诗歌。
Today we sing his hymns.
我们看看弟兄心里面怎么想的。
We see how he thought in his heart.
所以我们可以分成几段来看他。
We can split it into a few parts.
前面说到，让我爱。而不受感待。
It begins with let me love and not be respected.
让我侍而不受赏赐。
Let me serve and not be rewarded.
让我尽力而不被人记。
Let me labor and not be remembered.
让我受苦而不被人睹。
Let me suffer and not be regarded.
所以一切做在暗中。
All things done in secret.
甘心情愿。
Willingly.
只坐在主的面前。
Done before the Lord.
第二段，他讲到说，让我尽力而不被人记。
It says, let me labor and not be remembered.
让我受苦，对不起，应该是只知请酒不知饮酒。
'Tis the pouring, not the drinking.
只想拨饼不想留饼。
'Tis the breaking, not the keeping.
道出生命来使人得幸福。
A life suffering to seek others' blessing.
舍弃安宁而使人得舒服。
A life loving and true, comfort giving.
这是一个付出的生命。
This is a life that gives.
这是把自己倾倒与自己死的生命。
And that is to empty oneself unto death.
是我们的主。
This is our Lord.
也是我们弟兄一生的自信。
And our brother in his life.
第三段。
The third part.
不受体恤，不受眷顾。
Not expecting pity and concern.
不受推崇，不受安抚。
Not accepting solace and applause.
宁可凄凉，宁可孤苦。
Even lonely, even forgotten.
宁可无告，宁可被负。
Even wordless, even forsaken.
当我们弟兄真的认识神永远旨意的时候，
When our brother understood the eternal will of God,
他知道这条路不受欢迎。
He knew that this way was not welcome.
不仅世界的人不欢迎。
Not only did the people of this earth not welcome him,
就许多神的儿女也不会欢迎的。
But many children of God did not welcome him.
但却是神他说要得到的。
But it is what God is to gain.
当我们主耶稣在地上的时候，
When our Lord Jesus was on this earth,
弟兄姊妹，我们可能常常注意到他爱人。
We see how he loved people.
他行了很多神迹。
And he had many miracles.
但是更重要的是什么呢？
But what is more important?
他遵循了神的旨意。
He followed the will of God.
他严严谨谨地受神旨意的管制。
And he held fast to the control of God's will.
所以他说，我有食物吃是你们不知道的。
And so he said, I have food to eat that you do not know of.
我的食物就是遵行神的旨意，做成他的功。
And he said, my food is to follow the will of God and accomplish his will.
那是因着这个缘故。
But because of this,
他被弃绝。
He was rejected.
所有忠心愿意跟随主的人，
and all who are willing to follow the Lord,
也会觉得这样的孤苦，这样的无助，
will feel the loneliness and
being forgotten. 但却是有主同行的道路。
But it is a path that has the Lord's presence.
所以今天我们爱主。
So today we love the Lord.
不是光是我们很感性的爱主。
It is not that
love him without.
We do not love him through our emotions.
我们必须很理性的爱神。
We are to love him
with our mind.
With our mind.
我们必须要在神旨意的道路上来爱神。
And to love him in his will.
用姊妹们在开年的时候。
In this new year.
我觉得我们应该把这件事情弄得非常的清楚。
We need to be clear on this matter.
我们今天不是说鼓励弟兄姊妹们，你要灵修，你要祷告，你要读经。
We're not saying that you need to do devotions or read your Bible or pray.
当然，这些都是一定要的。
Of course, these are essential.
但你为什么做这些呢？
But why do you do these things?
那是为了要明白他的旨意。
That is to know the will of God.
为了要来遵行他的旨意。
And to accomplish His will.
做成他的功。
To do his work.
当我们这样追求的时候，
And when we pursue like this,
我们的爱就受到真理的约束。
Then our love
will be constrained by the truth.
Will be constrained by the truth.
很多时候我们说爱，
Many times we speak of love,
却不在真理当中。
But it is not in truth.
真正的爱是受真理的约束。
True love is constrained by the truth.
我们的追求
And our pursuit
是因受色的爱的激励
is encouraged by love.
我们所做的侍奉
and our service
像保罗所说的
is like Paul says
是理性的侍奉
it is subjective service
是遵行神旨意的侍奉
it is a service that follows the will of God.
我们再来唱这首诗歌
let's sing this hymn one more time.
弟兄姊妹，你把你所有的情感投进去。
Put your emotions into it.
让我们向主说，主，我愿意跟随你的脚踪行。
And say to the Lord that I am willing to follow your steps.
让我爱而不舍感戴，让我失而不舍丧志，让我尽力而不被人知，让我受苦而不被人妒，知止请求不知饮酒，只想留病不想留病，道出生命乃是人的幸福，舍弃安宁而是人的舒服，不受体恤不受眷顾，不受追踪不受安抚，宁可去留宁可不顾，宁可无垢宁可背负，愿意血泪作为国民的代价，愿意受鬼祟来度离开的生涯，因为当你活在这这里时，你也是如此过日子，心能忍受一切的真实，多心真实的安时，我竟不知前途就有多远，这条道路一去就不再返远，所以让我学习你那样的完全，时常被人辜负心不甘愿，求你在这短暂时期之内擦干我一切暗中的眼泪，学习知道你是我的安慰，并求被人是愿意独自睡。
我们弟兄继续述说。
Our brother continued saying,
当他知道神所要的前面这三段这样的侍奉，这样生命的彰显的时候，
When he knew that service,
他付出代价，
He was willing to pay the price,
用血和力来付代价，
To pay the price by blood,
以受亏损来度旅客的生涯。
To lose all my cost for a faithful pilgrim's life.
因为我们的主在地上就是这样的生活。
Because this was the life of our Lord on this earth.
他是这样的损失。
And this was his loss.
他赔下所有的一切都给了我们。
He gave up his all for us.
他这样忍受，欣然忍受一切的损失。
Gladly suffering all injuries and loss,
好使近里的人得安息。
So that all might draw near and repose.
弟兄姊妹们，有很多人靠近我们。
Many people draw near to us.
你最亲爱的配偶。
Your beloved spouse.
你的父母。
Your parents.
你的儿女。
Your children.
你亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Your brothers and sisters.
你周遭遇见的每一个人。
The people that you see around you.
能否从我们得安息？Whether you can get this from us. 就看我们是不是效跟随主脚中的人。
Allows us to see if we are people that follow in the steps of the Lord.
我们弟兄继续说。
Our brother continues.
前面究竟还有多少的路我们可以走？不知道。
I cannot see how much further I shall go.
但有一件事他知道。
But there is one thing that he knows.
这条路是一去就不再还原的。
It is a road that once you go, there is no turning back.
今天所有的亏损。
All the loss today.
那已经亏损。
Is lost.
你没有办法再去追的。
And you cannot go after it.
所以他说，让我学习你那样的完全。Let me follow your pattern.
And so he says, Let me follow your pattern so perfect.
时常被人辜负，心不生怨。
Bearing ingratitudes without complaint.
弟兄姊妹，愿这句话感动我们。
May these words move us.
你有没有被人辜负？
Have you been...
Shortchanged.
Have you been shortchanged by others?
你心中有没有声怨？
Do you have complaints?
愿这句话激励我们。
May these words encourage us.
我们正是说被辜负，但是不生怨。
To be able to say, to be shortchanged.
这是一个好肢体。
This is a good member.
这是建立身体所不能缺少的。
And it is something that we cannot lack in building the body.
所以他祷告。
So we pray.
他说求主在这惨淡时期之内。
That you, in this time of trial.
擦干我一切的眼泪。
To wipe away all my hidden tears.
学习知道你是我的安慰。
To learn that you are my reward.
有主的安慰。
To have the Lord's comfort.
我们弟兄说够了。
Our brother says it's enough.
他不要别人的道歉。
He doesn't need the apologies of others.
他不要别人的认罪。
And he doesn't need the forgiveness of others.
主的安慰够了。
The comfort of the Lord is enough.
并且他还要求别人的喜悦。
And he is to be others' blessings all his days.
度他整个的人生。
Throughout his life.
弟兄姊妹，愿这个成为我们的羡慕。
May this be what we admire.
愿这首诗歌深深印在我们的心中。
And may this hymn be imprinted in our hearts.
让我们这一点说，让我爱而不受感戴。
So that this year we can say that we will love.
让我们在爱上来操练自己。
To train ourselves in love.
在基督的身体里面来操练彼此的相爱。
To learn how to love one another in Christ's body.
叫主在地上的工作。
So that the Lord's work on this earth,
就是身体合一的见证。
That is the unity of the body.
弟兄相爱的见证。
That is brotherly love.
能够彰显在他的身体中。
Can be manifest in the body.
在这个本地的聚集中。
In this local gathering.
这将是我们在神面前要得的冠冕。
This is the glorious crown we will receive one day.
不愿意追求这个，我们将失去这个冠冕。
If we are unwilling to pursue after this, we will lose that crown.
那我们再来唱这首诗歌。
Let us sing this hymn one more time.
好吧，大家都一起来唱，一起站起来。
Please rise.
我们尽情的把这首诗歌唱给主。都在主面前有点祷告。操练十字架功课的一点。
To learn the lesson of the cross.
要让爱在我里面成型的一点。
So that this love can be manifested.
是要来促进基督身体的成型的一点。To hasten the body of Christ.
So that it is a year that we can hasten the body of Christ.
我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
把我们心愿告诉主。
And tell our desire to the Lord.
对个人的。
Individually.
对家庭的。
In our family.
对教会的。
In the church.
我们的心愿都来告诉主。
Tell our desire.
那么同声开口祷告。
In unison.
主，感谢你，主啊，在这一年的开头，你的灵真是运行在我们中间。主啊，你用爱再来激励我们，你向我们显明你的恩典是何等的浩大。主啊，让我们谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
你是恩典的神。
You are the God of grace.
你是爱的神。
The God of love.
你是牧养我们直到如今的神。
And you shepherd us until today.
主啊，我们是你草场上的羊。
Lord, we are your sheep.
每一只都是你所爱的。
and you love all each one of us.
都是你眼目从岁首到年终所眷顾的。
And you watch over us from the beginning of the year.
主啊，我们愿意奉献自己。
Lord, we are willing to offer ourselves.
让你来牧养我们。
For you to shepherd.
让我们做一只好羊。
May we be a good sheep.
来跟随着牧人的脚中行。
To follow after the steps of the shepherd.
无论你领我们到何地。
Regardless of where you lead us.
做何工。
To do whatever.
主啊，让我们来跟随你。
May we follow you.
效法你在地上的日子。
To follow your life on this earth.
如何的舍己为人。
How you sacrifice yourself for people.
如何的忍耐罪人的顶撞。
And how you were patient.
如何完全受父管旨意的管制。
And how you were able to follow the Father's will.
至终为我们被钉死在十字架上。
And was hung on the cross for us.
至终成全了神所托付的永远的旨意。
And was able to accomplish the eternal will of God.
主啊，今天教会在地上。
Lord, today the church on this earth
就是你的身体
is your body,
就是你在地上彰显的器皿
and it is your vessel.
主啊，让我们来爱你
Lord, let us love you.
因爱的缘故做一个好肢体
and through love to be a good member.
让我们齐心努力
so that we can be diligent.
促进基督身体在地上被建立
to hasten the building of your body.
激烈每一位弟兄姊妹的心愿
Remember all the desires of our brothers.
从个人家庭到教会
from the individual to the family and to
都得你的成全
to be accomplished by
主啊，若我们滑跌
Lord, if we fall backwards,
若我们灰心
and if we despair,
若我们忽略
if we forget,
主啊，求你都再来，再来提醒。
Lord, please remind us.
再来扶持
and support us.
再来坚固
and to strengthen us.
直到入终
until the end.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名
in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
请坐。